Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the GTLD Registration Data Policy Implementation pre-IRT meeting held on Wednesday, the 15th of May, 2019 at 1700 UTC. We do want to read off the names of the pre-IRT members who have joined. We have Mason Cole, Matthew Crossman, Amr El-Sadar, Beth Bacon, Diane Plout, Gregory Monnier, James Bladle, Matt Serlin, Owen Smigalski, Sarah Wild, and Theo Geertz. Attendance will also be taken by the Zoom room, so if any participants join after this, I will be able to place them on the attendance list. If you're only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourselves be known now? Thank you, hearing no names. I would like to remind all participants to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. Thank you, and over to you, Dennis.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Let's get started. We're going to get started using the slides that Andrea is showing right now. And you can see that she's sharing her view here. So I'm going to ask Andrea to flip over to the next slide. And here's our agenda. You've heard the welcome and administrative remarks from Andrea. And then we're going to quickly talk about our board resolution status and then look at the implementation team members to see who else have joined recently. Quick review of the pre-IRT roles and four stages of timeline view. The pre-IRT members have not seen, but we did use it at the GDD summit successfully. And the most important agenda for today is to finalize our interim policy language. And I'll tell you more about that when we get there. I would like to get a quick feedback from the team who have been at the GDD Industry Summit regarding this policy implementation. And just remind you that we are in the implementation process step one and two. And as requested and we've discussed and agreed upon, we're going to be focusing on the policy recommendation number 28 today, and that is the most important recommendations for the pre-IRT. So next slide. Resolution. So no resolution as of today, right now, as of this meeting. However, there is a special meeting of the ICANN board on the 15th of May, which is today. And you can see that it includes an agenda item for consideration of GNSO EPDP recommendations on the temporary specification for GTLD registration data. So it is our expectation that they are going to be discussing the recommendations. Whether or not we'll get a resolution today or tomorrow, it's up to the board, and I cannot give you a prediction there. So we'll all watch closely. And when I hear that it came out, I'll send you a courtesy notification, but I suspect that you'll all be watching for it, and you may probably hear even before me. So that's what's happening. The other thing is, that the public comment closed on the 17th, and the summary and analysis report was published on the 23rd of May last month. Next page. Yeah, let's hope they approve it. We'll talk about that. Okay, let's talk about the teams here. No change to the IPT. It's the same set of people supporting the implementation planning right now. We do have a new member, I see, number 14, Gregory. Is Gregory joined?
Yes, I have. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Gregory. Would you mind introducing yourself? When we met for the first time, everybody introduced themselves in the beginning, but I don't think we have time for that, but for you, especially your name is not that familiar with our members. If you wouldn't mind introducing yourself, your role, and your background on this EPDP, please.
Yes, sure. Thanks, Dennis. Hi, everyone. So my name is Greg Mooney. I'm French. I'm working for Europol, the European Police Office. I'm doing strategy for the Cybercrime Center. I'm a member of the Public Safety Working Group for about 3.5 years now. I've been following quite closely the work of the EPDP, although I wasn't a formal member. I've been working very closely with Laureen and Chris and Ashley and the rest. Yes, what else? I've been appointed by the GAC and the Public Safety Working Group to be their liaison on the pre-IRT team. And so, I'm delighted to be joining the team, and I hope I can contribute as much as I can.
Welcome, Gregory. Let's see, Andrea, next to Gregory's name, you probably want to add something like a GAC or PSWG.
Yes,
does everybody know PSWG, what that is? I don't know if they do. Can Gregory, do you mind telling the...
Sure, of course. So the PSWG stands for Public Safety Working Group. So this is a group of representatives from not only law enforcement agencies, but also public safety agencies. We are advising the GAC on any public policy issues related also to public security. So we're involved on DNS abuse, obviously, but also on who is reformed, GDPR. And we're trying to propose language to the GAC so that public security and public safety issues are being considered by the ICANN community.
Thank you, Gregory. So I had the pleasure of working with PSWG when I was working on the what was it called, Beth? You and I worked on security framework.
Yeah, the security framework for special.
Yeah, so security framework. Beth was a member of that team. So we work closely with the law enforcement folks and the PSWG folks then. So welcome. And it's good to have you on the pre-IRT. So next slide.
Thank you.
And these are the observers. And I wanted you to know that 3 other people have joined the observers. And so we are up to 30 people now. Next slide. So Gregory, I presume that you have reviewed the slides from our previous meeting. So this is the same content, and I won't belabor it. Just basically, let's just remember that we're not the policy making body. We're here to implement the policy. And for pre-IRT specifically, that we are going to focus on the planning, the front end of the policy implementation. And number 6, just so that we are all clear as we are talking as a pre-IRT, when we do the IRT, when we convene the IRT, you will all be automatically transitioned to the IRT from pre-IRT. There will be a separate email list, and you all get added to that. So if you do not want to transition to the IRT, you have to let us know specifically. Otherwise, we're going to assume that you want that, and then you're going to be added. So please let Andrea know if you do not want that. And we are going to, let's go to the next slide. So we have a wiki page where your name is posted and all our materials are posted. This pre-IRT wiki will be archived when we do transition to IRT, and there'll be a new wiki that starts for the IRT. Next page. This is what we call the stages of reg data policy. The way we have communicated to our community, and I did a couple of presentations at the GDD Summit earlier this month, is using this. And basically, it's the concept that you are all familiar with already, because there was similar looking chart before, that introduced the policy in terms of stages, in four stages distinctly. The first stage, or the beginning of dark blue, is what we call stage zero, and that's today. Today, as in before the board resolution. So in stage zero, we expect the board resolution to happen, and then policy published, and 20 May is when the 10th spec expires, so that's when we expect the resolution to come before that day. So that's stage zero. Stage one, as you see in the light blue, is a phase where we are going to do our implementation planning work, public comments on that plan, implementation plan, and finalizing the policy language. That's our big time work. That's our majority of the work. And that's what we call stage one. Now, stage one, during the stage one, you can only do temp spec compliant. We're not ready for in stage one to do anything about the policy recommendations, implementation equivalent. So that's stage one. Now stage two is in this chart, it's coming out something like an orange, pink, but it's a rainbow bridge. This is the famous rainbow bridge that you may have heard of. The bridging concept was introduced to the staff actually by some of the members in the community asking for a bridging mechanism. And the rainbow color depicts the idea that during this phase or this stage, your implementation can vary and look very different from one another, because what we are going to say is that during the stage two, you can implement and be compliant with things that are consistent with temp spec or the policy recommendation. And you don't have to do 100% of one or the other. We can actually gradually transition one recommendation at a time until the end of that rainbow bridge, where we start stage two. And this is when the policy effective date is. So 29th of February 2020 was the recommended date by the EPDP team, and you are all familiar with it because this is the date that the EPDP team has decided on and put it into the final recommendation. So this implementation team, our job is to see if we can figure out how to meet that date, right? But until we do all our analysis and planning, we don't know whether we can meet that date. And we don't know the other date, which is the beginning of the Rainbow Bridge policy published date. But if you kind of look at that two bridges and look at the blue bridge, stage one, if you look below and you see in the middle of that, we have to do public comment on the implementation plan, which limits our time to the first blue box, implementation planning box, immediately following the full resolution. That's the time we have to finish our implementation plan. And let's go to the next page and I'll tell you what's involved there. Oh, okay. Before we do that, the most important thing we're going to do today is the interim registration data policy language. So this is a collaborative document that you have all viewed, reviewed, and commented on, and we're going to finalize it today. So let's do that right now. This is a document that you can find in the team drive, or can you provide the link to the chat so that everybody can go to it conveniently. Thank you. So join me on the document right now. Okay. I see, let me see, who do I see? I don't see anyone yet. Oh.
Dennis, I see Amr, Beth, Gregory, Matt, Serlin, Sarah Wild, Mason, and Matthew in there.
Thank you. Let's see. With the Zoom. Oops. Okay. So you've seen this and, oops, nope, that's not it. So the front end matter is just a note to you, but after the solid line is what we're going to be publishing, interim registration data policy for GTLDs. Now, first the name. We had a lot of discussion internally about the name of this policy. Of course, the name is registration data policy for GTLD. That is our policy name. The reason that we added the word interim is to signal to the community that it is our intent that this policy will be replaced with the recommendation implementation. So this by design will be an interim policy. That's the reason that we're using the word interim. Now we have a date TBD, and that's for the obvious reason we do not know which date the ICANN board is going to pass their resolution. I see that stage one, you had no comments, and that's pretty clear. And effective date must be 2019 by design, because it cannot be 21st, because we are not going to have any gaps between the temp spec and the policy. That's not a problem. And the first comment I got here with is from James Blader, and I think that you've all saw that. The comment was that we want to make it clear, and I parsed his comment into two parts. One is the each stage, you know, when exactly, and as I discussed before, we don't know, have the dates for those phases, so we can't really provide the dates at this time, and this is actually our job as an implementation planning team to come up with those dates. And the other was some added language for clarity, which I have added in the implementation notes below, and we'll get that together. And stage three is similar comments. Can we add some more language for clarity? And I have done that in the implementation notes below too. And you can see that the implementation notes, stage two, the color that's coming out in green are the added language. And I can see from the comment that Matt thinks that the text added is great, and this one as well. So on the document, I see Matt and Jim commenting and reviewing. And I have spoken to others who have looked at this, and they thought that it works, and it actually captures the intent of the EPDP team when they had envisioned the recommendation 28. So if there's no other discussion, my plan is to accept the comments and clear the comments, and then have a clean document ready to go. I'll call here to see if anybody else have comments about this document and questions or whatnot. And if you support it, please let us know that too. Thank you.
Dennis, Beth has her hand up.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Dennis. Hi, everybody. So my only question is in stage two. It says, ICANN contract compliance will enforce contracted parties' obligations 2A, continue to implement consistent with the temp spec, and or B. Shouldn't it just be or? Because how can you How would there be and or? You're not going to follow two separate policies. So wouldn't it be you do A or you do B?
Let me see.
And I'm open to anybody on the call. Is this, am I the only one that thinks that's a little bit odd?
Oh. Temp specification and the word and
in
or
recommendation language, I believe it's or one or the other, and I think that's what we discussed. But I guess
change. No, I think the intention was or.
That should be or.
Yeah. Does everybody agree? I have no objections of making that even clearer by just using or. Anybody? If that's not a problem for the folks, then this is what it's gonna look like then. Let me change this to.
Thank you, and I apologize for the last minute. I just saw it as we were rereading it again.
Well, that's fine with me. I think that's perfectly, this is what I think Beth is proposing. Did I get that right, Beth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other comments? Thank you for that. No other hands, right?
No other hands.
Okay, thank you. So watch what's going on here. I'm gonna go ahead and accept and resolve all the comments, and you'll see me do that. The first one from James is resolved. Second one from the James is resolved. And the third one from me, that per Beth's suggestion is accepted. And the addition by me on stage two is accepted. And stage three is accepted as well. And there you have it, folks. We have a clean policy language document. The only thing that we need to do is add the date and the high yellow on top. And then bottom is a link to the public comment and board action when available. So we have just done the most important thing that the pre-IRT was designed to do. And it was a foresight by the EPDP team that you kind of predicted, I think, that between the board resolution and the temp spec expiration, there would not be enough time for a formal IRT to convene and act. So you have invented this pre-IRT, which I'm glad that we have here, so that we have done all the advanced work. So as soon as the board resolution happens, this team is ready to publish. So this is a good thing, and congratulations to all of you for having that foresight and making the recommendation and working with us to have this language ready.
Dennis James has his hand up.
Go ahead, James.
Hi, Dennis. Thanks. James speaking. And I hate to interrupt our applause lines here, but I have highlighted here on the page for stage one where it says effective 20th of May, 2019. Shouldn't that be until 20th of May, 2019? Am I missing something? Because after 20 May of 2019, then the temporary spec goes away and we are in stage two. So it seems like effective on that date means that something's going, stage one begins on that date, but doesn't stage one end on that date?
Let's go back to the Rainbow Bridge chart.
Uh-oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the chart. So watch this. Stage one is designed to be the solid blue line after the board resolution. So when stage one is effective, it's the beginning of that phase, that stage. So it's 2020 May is when the stage one will be effective, assuming that we have the policy published on 20 May, right? Before then.
And then, okay. I get it now. And then that kicks off the actual IRT.
Exactly.
And when that's published, then we go, okay, all right. I have my stages mixed up. I'll put my hand down. I do also think that we should not say policy to extend temp spec on that phase. And I understand what you're trying to say, but that's just, that language is a little.
I see. Do you have, actually, this is a chart that we are going to maintain and share with community often. So if you have a better language, yeah, please let us know.
Okay.
Make it as clear as possible, and then also make the community relax that, you know, nothing's changing on 20 May. So just relax. It's my message.
Yeah, I would just say something like, you know, policy to continue the framework that was contained in the expired temp spec or something. Just make it absolutely clear that the temp spec is gone. So thanks. I'm picking away at very small items now. Thank you.
That's fine. Okay, I think we'll use your words and revise this rainbow bridge chart. I like to call it rainbow bridge chart, so you guys all know what I mean now, so that we can use it. And I was kind of thinking that on the bottom of this slide, we'll add another bar that says pre-IRT up to the 20 May and the IRT to start and continuing after that to the policy effective date, like 29 February 2020. Do you think that will be helpful?
Dennis, Beth has her hand up.
Go ahead, Beth.
So Dennis, I'm sorry, this is not in response to your question, but sure, you could put a pre-IRT.
Okay, thank you. What was your question?
So actually give us more time to sit here and to look at this again. Of course, it is dangerous. So in the introductory two paragraphs.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem. No, this is the most important thing. We want to get this right. Go ahead. Yeah, I want you to scrutinize.
It's a nitpick, but so when we say a subsequent the last sentence of the first paragraph, a subsequent registration data policy for GTLDs will implement the complete set of EPDP team recommendations. And should we put in there and replace this interim policy? Because if it's a kind of a repeal and replace kind of thing that we're looking.
Do you want to write in the suggestion? Oh, I'll just do it here.
Unless people think that that is not necessary, a necessary clarification, and it's just down in the weeds.
Well, what do you think? Yeah, let me hear from the other pre-IRT members.
Especially if we're trying to drive home that this is not an extension of the temporary policy, which, James, I fully support taking that out of the chart. I don't know if that would help or hurt, but just a thought.
Comments? I have no objection of adding that phrase for clarification. It does not change the meaning of this policy at all.
I don't think it does, but I just think it clarifies for people who have not spent 2 weeks, 3 weeks this language and picking it apart
Say that one as I type.
Assuming I remember what I said. Subsequent registration data policy for GTLDs will implement the complete set of EPDP team recommendations and serve to replace this interim policy, I guess, something like that. Or at such time will replace this interim policy. I don't know. Go crazy. Anyone else have any better drafters have good ideas?
And replace this interim policy is what I just, you can see what I added there.
Thanks, Dennis.
You're welcome. I think it's plain language, clear, and it drives home the point that why we're calling the interim, why we are calling it the interim right up front. I think that's a good addition. I like it. If there's no objection, I'm going to accept this proposed change. No objection? Okay, accepting. Okay, there you go. Anyone else? No? Okay, then. Mason is highlighting the whole thing. I don't know. It's fine. This is available to you. So what I'm going to do at this time, and what we'll do is change. Well, I'm just going to leave it alone, I guess.
Dennis, Matthew has his hand up as well.
Matthew, go ahead. Matthew?
One second. It looks like he's muted. I'm going to see if I can unmute him. I'm not sure if I'll be able to.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you.
Sorry about that. Sorry, I'm a little bit late on this. I was just looking at best language. And maybe I'm confused, but I'm not sure that the publication of the registration data policy for GTLDs actually does replace this interim policy, right? Because there is that period where we have both the registration data policy and this policy in effect, right? Because this policy needs to be available to tell people that they comply with either or, right? So I'm not sure it's accurate to say that it replaces the registration data policy. It will at some point, but to say it the way we have, I think that might be confusing. And I could be off. Someone please correct me if I'm overthinking this.
Dennis, can I jump in and ask Matt a question?
Yeah, please.
So Matt, are you envisioning, so you're, if in stage two, if perhaps the IPT, IRT and IPT finish early and you have the option of complying with either or, that's when it doesn't replace it?
Right, there could be a period, there's like a gap potentially where both are in effect and people have the option to comply with either.
Yeah. So I would imagine we could, in the final consensus policy, we would say this is effective, you know, on the 29th February 2020 date, and at that point, it would replace it.
Right.
And then this would just, because at some point, I think it has to be gone, but, so if that's too confusing for folks, I understand, and maybe we don't need to add the language, but I do think that at some point, we have to indicate that this interim thing is toast, and we can no longer apply to it.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. I think my concern is, right, like stage two, where you have, like, just because we have the registration data policy that has been enacted, we still have a living interim policy at stage two. I agree then at stage three, we need to make clear that this interim policy goes away.
No, I get what you're saying. Yep, good point.
What if we put the word eventually in front of replace?
Eventually replace?
I think more supersede.
So I guess the question is, do we keep the edit and just add will replace as of, you know, the 2020 date, or do we say, or following phase two as Sarah just put in there, or do we just take it out? So will of the group, go for it.
Dennis, Sarah has her hand up.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Thank you. Just want to say I do think there's value in being very clear at the top of this document as to when it will no longer be effective. So I would say we should expand the text to say something about for example, following the end of stage two, it will be replaced rather than taking it out entirely. Thank you.
Comments on what you just heard? Sarah is editing, I can see. Plus one Sarah, plus one, not a plus one. They like Sarah's fix. Okay, a subsequent registration data policy for GTLDs will implement the complete set of EPDB team recommendations, and following the end of phase two will replace this interim policy. Okay. What do you think? Are we getting thumbs up? Are we hearing any more comments from the pre-IRT people? I think you're getting support on that change.
Yeah, Dennis, I think everyone likes it. It looks good, thanks.
Okay, so then I'll accept Sarah's suggested change here, addition, and there you go. No, you, don't feel bad about what you guys are doing. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. The IRT is here for this particular reason. This language is for you, really. So it needs to be clear to you when you take it home that you can explain it to your folks back home to implement.
And can I ask a question?
Go ahead, yeah.
So I think this looks really good, and I don't know if, I mean, I don't have any other tidbits for it, but I was just curious if we could, if we're all agreed on this language, not to rush anyone along, I feel your feelings, but if we do agree on this as it is, the next step would be for the, just to wait for the resolution from the board, and then we can plug in the dates, and I imagine you'll just send us an email with an updated text, like here it is with all the dates plugged in, and then we can go forth, because, you know, it's...
Yeah, exactly what I had in mind, Beth. As soon as I know the dates, I'll plug it in and let you know, here it is, and then we'll give it to our publication team and internally here at ICANN, and they're going to go through their web update process basically. And the way it's going to happen, as I think I explained this before, maybe Gregory hasn't seen it, but it's gonna be added to the consensus policy list right after the last one being, I think the last one was IGO, INGO. So right after that, it's gonna get listed. And that suggested change list is also in your Google Drive, the team drive. And it's called the consensus policy update. I'll share that with you. Let's see. Well, it's simple. It's basically going to say that effective 20 May, that I guess we don't know this date yet, but ICANN board adopted and implementation document posted, that kind of thing.
Awesome, thank you, Dennis.
Okay, so that being done, I can let you go, but since I have you, I'm gonna go through a couple more things. Let's go to the next agenda item. And I know that Beth was there, and James Lato was there, and I forget, Theo, I don't think Theo was there, but those of you who were at the GDD Industry Summit, and also whom I have listened in, did you get any comments from the community there, hallway talk, what they were thinking about what I was presenting? And I mean, I received a lot of private comments back, feedbacks, and I was wondering if you guys had heard anything that you can or want to share with us. Anyone? Can you share what you heard? Yeah, what I heard was they really liked the Rainbow Bridge picture. And they were very confused about how this policy is going to happen. And they were very worried about the temp spec expiring and what they're going to do. And they couldn't imagine how we can come up with a policy so quickly. We don't even have the IRT. And the whole pre-IRT concept was something that they never heard before. Obviously, they never heard before. But they really liked the idea. And they show a lot of appreciation. And I know I shouldn't have, but I got a lot of credit for having the foresight or getting management approval to put together the IPT and the pre-IRT and getting started. Basically listening to the community and cooperating and collaborating and supporting. So very positive feedback I got, and I've had people come up to me and asking me to make sure that they know about the IRT call because they want to join. And they understand why they can't join because they weren't part of the EPDPT on the pre-IRT, but they were very happy to hear that IRT is open to everyone and they're very interested. So a lot of positive things that I heard, and I don't know if anyone else want to share on the pre-IRT team. I know James was there, Beth was there. So have you heard anything? And if you haven't heard, and that's, I'd like to know that too. If you're not getting any question from your constituencies or your peers, maybe that's good that what they've heard was already clear and what you're communicating to them is already clear. Our plan is clear, right? I mean, we have a huge challenge upon us to put together this plan now, but at least our approach is being clearly communicated and shared. You want to talk to us, James? What have you heard?
Yeah, thanks, Dennis. James speaking. I didn't hear much more beyond what you're reporting, so I'm kind of curious to see what Beth picked up. I will say that there were two conversations that I had. The first one, and it was a theme really for several conversations, is there's still some outstanding concerns regarding transfers and how we're going to address them, both in the implementation. And I think there's clearly some difference of opinion, let's say, between compliance and basically what all of the registrars are doing relative to the tech ops group. So there's and whether or not there are new vulnerabilities with transfers and how we can address those. So that's one. And keeping in mind that GDD is more of a tech ops focused event, so it's not surprising that we would hear those concerns raised last week in Thailand. And then the second thing was just some a little bit of angst about whether or not the board was going to have an opportunity to meet to discuss and approve the phase one recommendations prior to the expiry of the temp spec. I was able to corner a couple of board members one-on-one and just kind of ask them what their thoughts are. And it does sound like that, you know, we know now, but we didn't know then that there was going to be a special meeting scheduled for probably a couple of hours from now. And that, that would probably be approved. I think there was one statement that was more of a hedge where they would say that they would, you know, review and either amend or approve all or some of the recommendations or some sort of a statement like that that got everyone a little nervous because it painted this picture of a scenario where the board would partially approve the phase one work. But I think that was just more of just some unartful language because I believe that the intention is that the board would review and approve that as a package. But I guess we'll know more by the end of the day. But anyway, that's really all I heard relative to this work and the implementation. Thanks.
Thank you for sharing that. When we come to the recommendation analysis and recommendation, we do want to dig into the concern of the transfer. I don't know which recommendation that belongs to, but we will get there and we'll hear. We want to probably ask around more about that, what the concern is exactly, and address it in advance. Beth, do you want to give us anything you've heard, feedback?
I don't have anything groundbreaking. I did want to say that I was more surprised about what I didn't hear, and I think it was kind of a product of us having pulled together and had the ability of time to draft and look at this language and share it and update our constituencies, our stakeholder groups, so that there was a level of comfort. So there wasn't a lot of angst, I don't think. So I think I was more surprised by what I didn't hear. And I do agree, James, I also kind of heard that I guess it was a trip of the tongue a bit. We would approve parts or piecemeal, but I do think that I expect the board will, just from chats that I had and kind of from those comments, is I kind of expect the board to approve and then maybe add some of their own comments in color, perhaps a question or two, something like that. But I don't think that we can expect them to say to either partially approve or not approve some of them. I think that would be not a great situation here on, the 15th of May. I think it was good. And I don't think that anyone wants to talk about data privacy after our hour and a half of opening session and we grilled people. So I think they were quite happy not to talk about that for the rest of the week.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. And, you know, I just want us to kind of remind us and with the newcomers too, that this is a team. We are one team and we should work as a cohesive team. So whatever you hear at any time, please share and we can address them together. Next slide, Ajahn. Andrea, next slide. Let's see what else. Okay, this is to remind you that we are still on the one and two steps in this long 13 step in the planning activity. Okay, next. Recommendation analysis. I have proposed that we go in this order and 2, 3, and the 28 came up. So we switched all of our effort to 28. And what I want to do now is have you guys join me. Have you joined me in the workbook? And Andrea has already put in the chat the link to the workbook. So please join me there. Let's go look at it together and where we are. Number 28, this is the recommendation that kicked off all of our work and have been focusing on till now. And when I looked at this 28, I parsed it into three different requirements and four actions. The first action for the IPT basically says design and implementation that targets the 29th February 2020 as the policy effective date, which is the recommendation, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. And I want to hear from the pre-IRT here, when you read these requirements and the IPT actions that we came up with based on the recommendation language that I want to know that you agree with our interpretation of the requirements and that you agree that we're taking the right steps. 28.1 is that building the implementation plan, and 28.2.1 is the right policy language that allows the temp spec use. And that is exactly what we've done for stage two policy. And then, create a mechanism. So so 22.1 is a stage two policy and 2.2 is a stage one policy. So this is the two bridges, right? We now came up with a approach to have two bridges, and 28.2.2 is basically done. Drafted, shared, and then we agreed, right, today. So, and then 28.3 is obviously done because we are working. This is for internal purposes, the IPT to convene. We need the direction from our management, which we have received with really great support that we're getting. So I consider 28.3 done and 28.2.2 done, and we're going to be working on 28.1 and 28.2.1. And I want the pre-IRT to write into this cell, and that cell is E2, to let us know if you agree and support our requirements and actions. Can someone write?
Dennis, how does the second pre-IRT comment column differ from the first pre-IRT comment column?
The first one is the comment on the requirements and IPT action. And the second column is F, the column F. I created that column when Omar gave us the language so that I didn't want to lose that. So I just added it.
But, oh, okay. Yeah, all right, thanks.
Yeah, the column E is where, column E is what IPT is looking for from the IRT, or pre-IRT in this case, to get feedback from you about the requirements and the IPT actions. So please write in like you have been doing before on the other recommendations.
Amar has a hand up.
Amar, go ahead.
Hey Dennis, this is Amar. I think I screwed up cell D2. I was trying to type in E2 and accidentally seem to have erased the text in D2. I don't know if you all can see that on your screens or not, but I can't seem to undo it.
Go escape. I still see it.
Ah, okay. So it's just disappeared on my screen.
Yeah. You can do Command Z. Usually Command Z is recovering and undo. Yeah. Just escape. And I see that you have highlighted D2 and E2 right now. That's what I see.
Okay. Well, I don't see the text in D2 anymore. Try to reload the page and see if that works.
Just escape and then maybe re-log in or reopen the document. I see it on my end.
All right, great, thanks.
Or someone see also.
Thank you. Okay. I guess that means you agree with what we're doing.
Yeah, Dennis, I think maybe we could, we will probably say yes, we're on board with how we exercise this recommendation, but maybe we could, the CPHs could just draft something and then email it to you and we could plop it in, or we can just go in right here.
Just pop it in. Don't email anything to me.
Okay.
Remember.
We'll keep it in Dennis's number one.
Yeah, this is your workbook, okay? This is your workbook we are collaborating on. So this is, don't consider this as Dennis's workbook. And that's why I'm kind of insisting on you write instead of me write. And so, okay, so we'll leave it there. And then we'll continue down the line. We got 4 minutes, so I want to be able to finish a couple more here. 2 and 3 we did last time. That's why I kind of darkened it out. So you'll see that I will darken as we continue. And 21 and 25, thank you for doing this. CPH, agree, no action to take. So I don't even have to talk about this, I don't think. But I want the rest of the pre-IRT to review these recommendations and the requirements that we have come up with and the IPT action, and let us know you agree. And if you do agree, then I will darken them and consider it complete as well. As far as we see here, these are notes that you're making to yourself for the EPTP team or for phase two and whatnot. And there's not anything for this IPT to do, so I don't want to use our pre-IRT time to be analyzing these things if you guys all agree. And you can look at this and agree offline. So that's what I'll say, but if you have any questions about these, I will take them now. We got 3 minutes to go, so. And these are online documents, so you can write into them anytime you want. You all have access. Okay? Next, Andrea, let's go to the next slide, if you will. So next steps. We at the IPT here are working daily on the recommendations and requirements analysis. And then we're going to prepare for the call for the IRT. So we've already prepared for the policy language to be posted. And we're preparing for the call for the IRT so we can issue it immediately. And I think the one thing with this the call for IRT, it will be public announcement, and we'll have a series of courtesy notices that go out to different stakeholder groups. And I think we'll probably do one for the GAC too. And Fabian is a representative on the IPT from the GAC, so you should get that, Gregory, from him as a separate note if you miss the public announcement. So it'll be a full coverage announcement and notification. The next meetings are 29th of May, 2 weeks from now. And that meeting could very easily turn into an IRT meeting. I have not decided yet when we are going to officially convene the IRT, but give me a couple of days to think about it, and I will let you know what my plan is. There's a couple of options. We convene the IRT immediately after the call, or wait a week or two before we convene. But 29th of May, I think, is a good date to actually start the IRT without any more delay and kind of end the pre-IRT. And the ICANN 65 session has been scheduled. It's on the 26th of Wednesday. And it will be 10:30 to 12 o'clock at local time in Marrakesh. That's all I have for you. 1 minute to go. Final comments, feedback from the pre-IRT. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, thank you. Hello. So if our work as a team will continue to be the review of the recommendations, including after we roll over from a pre-IRT to a proper IRT, I would appreciate to know in advance the order in which we will tackle these recommendations so that we can review ahead of the meeting and come prepared. As it is, I know that the CPH has already gone through all but one of the recommendations on the worksheet. And especially since we have, 2 weeks in between meetings, which seems like a long time to me, I would really be happy to work ahead and go through the recommendations as they're about to come up before the meetings. But I can't do that if we don't know what order we will approach them in. Thank you.
Yeah, the idea was to use that workbook, pre-IRT workbook, and I will be adding to the bottom of that in order of preparation. So what you will see is, you know, another recommendation being added there. I'm thinking about which one we will do first, what the logical order will be. So give us a little bit of time and I'll let you know. But you will see me adding those things on the workbook, and I'll send you probably an email then so that you know that I've added something. And yeah, feel free to recommend to us which one you think is a priority like you did last time. It was very clear that, you know, you guys all jumped on number 28, so we switched gears and that's what we focused on. So yeah, feel free to do that. What do you think is the pacing item and the most pressing thing that we have to work on first? Okay. Anything else? Okay, thank you, Dan. I'll conclude the meeting. Andrea, you may stop the recording.
Thank you. Please remember to disconnect all lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.